The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
087 1400 106, the number if you want to get in touch about anything other than the cash machine. You can send voice notes because that is a WhatsApp number, but please don't. And here is Niamh O'Reilly, the freelance journalist, to explain exactly why. Niamh, what is the problem with voice notes?
So my problem with voice notes is that they tend to just be this kind of unbridled, unchallenged, endless soliloquy of someone that just keeps going and going and going. And it might be easier for the sender, but it's not easier for the receiver.
They're self-indulgent, aren't they?
I think maybe not always, but I think
most
they have
the time.
a tendency to be, because like I got sucked in myself because I don't really tend to send voice notes. But like the first few times I got them, I felt, well, there's an etiquette here. I should reply. If I got a voice note, I should reply with a voice note. So I did. And like very, very soon I went off the point and I was talking about like the toaster or the kettle, or if I was out walking on the street, it was like, oh, I've just passed a really cute dog and I'm going to go and get a coffee and blah, blah, blah. Before I knew it, I'd wandered completely off the point of whatever the voice note was. So I think it's really easy to do that when no one is checking you in like a regular two-sided conversation.
Jim, you are one of these people. Jim Elliott, the comedian, is with me, who thinks that voice notes are not an abomination. Explain yourself.
No, I do. Well, I think it has a lot to do with how you see the world. And I think those of you, like the two of you sitting in this studio, who are slaves to modern capitalism and accept that the only point of life is to be a productive business unit, I can see why a voice note that includes such flowery details of the little thing we call life, why those might be inefficient to you. And I want to say, too, Niamh, you know this is going out on the radio, right? So your friends who send you voice notes are going to hear this. So they're all going to know that you don't like
them.
I'm very upfront.
She's hoping this is what happens.
Listen, Niamh's friends, she's interested in speaking to you as long as you have important information to impart. If you have to say anything about your life or how you feel, she does
not
want to hear it.
No, I just want the facts, ma'am.
She just wants the facts. Okay, that was a little bit facetious. I will say this, though. As a person who has been undone repeatedly throughout my life by a proclivity for sarcasm and the lack of tone in the written word, I'll say that there is an advantage there, and especially to Irish people, because every single thing that comes out of one of your two mouths is either somewhere between 5% and 100% slagging. Every single time you say anything.
So you don't need a voice note. You just need to assume it's sarcastic.
You just need to put a little Irish flag
in your
username.
American recipients that they don't realize.
Yes.
But you're losing something when you're just talking to yourself. I mean, essentially voice notes, you're just talking to yourself endlessly and you send it and there's this weird gap and then someone sends another one back.
I kind of like that, though.
It's this weird delayed form of communication and there's no proper back and forth.
I think you're hitting on something here, the difference between asynchronous and synchronous communication, in that emails are asynchronous. You get them, you receive them, you respond to them whenever. Chats are synchronous in the idea that you can see when you're typing and you're supposed to be going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So this kind of combines both of them. And it can be a little jarring, but sometimes that's good.
Sometimes just because you can combine something doesn't mean you should, Jim.
Yeah,
no.
You know, curry and ice cream. I like both, but I'm not going to stick them together.
Curry flavored ice cream?
Yeah, you ever had that? I don't think so, Jim.
No.
I don't think
so. Okay, I just made that up.
I actually sent a voice note today to somebody.
Did
and
you?
It was so, because I thought it was a kind of complicated question I had to put to them. Mm. And so I sent a voice note and it was so long and rambly. And I kind of started to ask myself questions. I interviewed myself halfway through
exactly.
The voice note. I was like, oh, actually, I'm not sure is this the case. And then I was answering the question. And then it was so brainless that I actually sent a follow-up text that
to
was
apologize.
Just about four or five lines long that actually put it
quite succinctly.
To just put the whole thing succinctly.
And did you not think in your head, do you know what would just be really easy if I just phoned this person and had like a regular conversation?
No, I'd have to disagree with you.
No, don't
I
tell me you
hate phone calls.
No,
oh, I hate them.
Okay.
I know you were joking, Jim, but I actually am that person you described.
When the phone rings, do you clam up and go, oh my God, my phone is ringing?
Yeah, no, I'm not like those kind of millennials or Gen Zers who can't deal with a phone call. But I want a phone call to just be about
information.
I just want to relay the information that you phoned me.
So you can just phone someone for a nice chat.
My wife sometimes rings me for it, you know, she'll tell me something and then she'll say, well, anything else going on? And it just drives me demented.
I don't know if we want to veer into mental health, but Kieran, I'd like to introduce you to the concept of human communication. Some kind of interpersonal talk where there is no agenda.
Communication.
I will say this, though, in terms of an opportunity, because there obviously is, everybody's trying to get away from WhatsApp. It's owned by Meta. These conglomerates are controlling all of our lives. The first messaging app that comes up with a voice note functionality with a button next to it when you receive a voice note that says transcribe.
Yeah.
That is a game changer.
No, that's
There's
different.
No way that they don't have the technology for this.
That's probably next.
Stop using ChatGPT to respond to my genuine emails and get me a transcribe function.
Yeah.
Because that way, it'll sort both of our problems out. The person that likes to express themselves a little bit flowingly will be able to do so.
Yeah.
And the person that actually wants to consume the voice message from a crowded bar where they can't hear anything will be able to do so.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's a great,
that's
great business opportunity in that. Mm. Do you speed up the voice notes when you get them? Chipmunk effect.
I think sometimes you have to, but like, I think people know by now that I hate them so much they don't really send them to me, because I will always, every single time now, reply with a text if someone sends me a voice note. Like, it's a point now. I just won't.
It's kind of a passive aggressive thing at this stage.
Let's
really,
be fair,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Do you listen to the voice note, or do you just text them going, I'm not listening to that?
No, I
text
do.
Me.
I do.
Have you ever done that?
It.
Have you sent a message, I'm not listening to that? That's too long.
No, I haven't. Like,
you should. It's liberating.
I would speed it up, because like, they can just go totally off the point and you're like, oh my God. And it's not easier for me. It's harder for me.
I'll try once more to sell you guys on voice notes.
Okay, go on. This is the last pitch.
No. This is a human interest story. I understand that both of you are productive individuals, fully in possession of two working thumbs. You got to understand that that's not the case. And I'm going to have to ask both of you to check your privilege here. Some people, either through an accident or through some sort of repetitive stress injury that they have suffered, are not able to send text messages. And I think that the two of you insisting on reading only is quite frankly ableist.
Oh, come on.
And we're going to put that on Twitter. Let's go, baby.
I get called way worse than that most days
true.
On Twitter.
Yeah, look, I think if you have no thumbs, I think we'd give people a pass.
What about if you have sore hands? What if you've been typing all day? You're a writer. Surely you get carpal tunnel.
Kids come up with
that. Yeah, but then,
you know
what I do? I phone somebody.
Ah.
I don't send like really long texts either. Like, if something is going over a certain point,
do you text them? Say free for a call.
You know what would just be easier? Let's just phone one another. Mm. I mean, we're losing the art of two-sided conversation.
I think you and I should start phoning Kieran just to catch up.
Let's do that, yeah.
Oh,
I will just be petrified.
And I will
be staring at the phone going, no.
But I'm hanging up after 30 seconds because that's all
that's
you need to relay the important information
to me. I just
want to
hear how you're doing, man. I just want to catch up.
Oh,
tell me about your
checking
day.
I'm breaking into a cold sweat, Jim. Even just you asking me the question facetiously. Anyway, you've got a load of gigs coming up.
I do have a load of gigs.
I'm going to tell people, I was at Jim's gig in Kilkenny last Saturday night. Brilliant, Jim.
Thank you very much.
It was great
to see you. I didn't appreciate you sitting dead center in the front row, quite frankly.
The only
you don't
ever.
Want someone sitting there
classic,
who you know.
Classic. We definitely have time for another pint before it starts.
Yep.
Oh no, the only four seats are left right in the front.
I just stared right over your head
like I
couldn't even see
it. Wasn't heckling, was he?
No, he was not. He can't heckle. I know him personally. Somebody tries to heckle you on stage, you can hit them with details about their private life. It's great.
Stop rambling up there and just give me the important information.
Yeah, I'll just text you my punchlines. How about that?
Just the facts.
But for those of you that want to come see me, April 7th, I'm in Dublin. I've got two shows in Whelan's, an early show and a late show. And if you check jimelliottcomedy.com or at jimelliottcomedy on every platform, a bunch of dates coming up, Belfast, Galway, Limerick, Portlaoise, and a bunch more added every day. So please come and see me.
Cool.
Kieran enjoyed it, and he is the grumpiest guy I know. So
absolutely true. Jim Elliott, comedian Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist. Listen, folks, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.